1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Georgia law enforcement defending its previous handling of the teenager who is now accused of murdering four people at his high school on Wednesday. The FBI was tipped off last year about previous threats, but says it didn't have enough evidence to do anything about it. What prosecutors have done is charge 14-year-old Colt Gray and his father, who is believed to have given him the gun used in the shooting for Christmas last year.
Colt Gray's aunt is revealing details about the teen's troubled home life, telling ABC News Colt was begging for months for help with his mental health, adding the adults around him failed him.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Haiti meeting with the interim government there as it struggles to regain control from gangs that took over large sections of the country earlier this year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying the White House is about to pledge another $250 million in military funding to Ukraine. The August jobs numbers will be released by the Labor Department in about an hour. This is ABC News. Pope Francis landing in Papua New Guinea today, the second leg of a trip through Southeast Asia and Oceania. In St. Charles, Missouri, a special wedding.
It might not be common, but it is possible to meet the love of your life at an early age.
Used to write like little notes and little words with her name on it.
Just ask Emma and Marcus, who not only met in first grade, but actually just got married at the very elementary school where that life-changing moment took place.
It was definitely surreal.
The VIP of the event was their dog, Bella, who has a very special history with them. You see, Marcus actually gave this beagle mix to Emma for her birthday when she turned 16.
That's ABC's Danny New. Frequent flyer programs are under some scrutiny. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg ordering American, Delta, Southwest, and United Airlines to provide detailed data about their rewards program. He says they want to eliminate unfair, deceptive, or anti-competitive practices. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Verlo Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Verlo, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Verlo has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Verlo.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden came to the Badger State Thursday. He touted his Investment in America plan, which includes laws like the American Rescue Plan Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. His main focus was billions of dollars going to clean energy projects, many of them in the Midwest. Dairyland Power Co-op will get more than $500 million for new clean energy installations. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. But Wisconsin has yet to join neighboring states where medical and recreational marijuana can be used. This really happens in a cycle, and it feels like it happens constantly. There's discussion, discussion dies, and then discussion begins again. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state senate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's very own Uber extraordinaire producer Todd Michaels joins us to talk about the existence of ghosts. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's a beautiful morning.
First of all, you guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
God, it's all toilet sound.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
What's that last one, eh? Sounds a little different.
Was that our science expert that we normally have on the show?
That's right. That's right.
All right. That sounds fantastic.
7:06. Beautiful start around here. We're seeing some sunshine breaking through the clouds. Yep. Might see a sprinkle or two along the way. High near 64. Right now, 56 degrees. It's the John and Gordy Show on WMDX, and we welcome in Terry Bell, our news director here at Civic Media. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing this morning? It's
Friday.
Oh,
tired.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I was up with the president Westby all day yesterday.
Oh, how was
which
he?
Which actually means he's there for half hour, but the press corps is there for about 6 hours.
Oh, man. Really? That long? Yeah. You have to go through security and credentials
around
and all
11.
That
we had to be there about 11, 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we couldn't really get out of there until sometime maybe closer to 4.
Oh,
so
man.
You do the math. I can't.
You don't want
you know
to.
You're tired.
You don't want
well,
to.
Well, fortunately, gotcha. We're right on the cusp of the weekend, so you can
rest
up.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the nice thing about a holiday weekend is you get a little cherry on top of the short week after that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
All right. So what's the big story you're working on today?
Well, clearly the school shooting in Georgia this week, that story continues to unfold. The 14-year-old's father was arrested. He apparently gave the boy the gun that was used as a gift sometime before that, and this was after the two of them had been interviewed by the FBI about another potential school shooting, one that the FBI ultimately felt they could not, you know, prove in a court of law that he was linked to. But they were keeping an eye on him, and that's creating some consternation, victims and people in the school feeling that, wow, the FBI was tailing this guy, and he was allowed to
still
be in a school.
Yeah. Still to have a firearm allowed to by his father.
Yeah.
Just crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I read something where this kid with a gun knocked on the door of his classroom, a class that he's in. They know who he is, and he was pounding on the door trying
during
to get in.
During the shooting.
Yeah. Man. And they didn't open the door. Now, that's one of those dilemmas. You're sitting there, well, is he escaping the gunman, or is he the gunman? And do we open the door
right
to let him in?
Yeah,
it's crazy, you know?
And it would be hard to imagine that he would have a vendetta against this particular school, because it was only his second day there. He was a new transfer.
I didn't know
that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different.
So, I'm sure we're going to learn a lot more in the days and weeks to come.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. So they're both appearing in court today, apparently, the son and the father.
Yep. Looks that way.
We'll find out more.
All right. Well, thanks, Terry.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
I
appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
You
we'll
too.
Talk to you
later. Yeah.
All right.
We're
going
to get into the right wing's input on all of this, because for some reason, of course, we're not doing anything about stopping mass shootings in this country, and we can blame the MAGA side of the aisle for some crazy idea that we're all guaranteed a right to own a firearm, especially a military-style weapon, a right. high-velocity weapon that is meant to kill, not injure.
Right.
So we're trying to get those off the street. We're trying to get some kind of regulation. Kamala Harris has promised to do something about it if she's elected president, and I hope that happens, because we can't keep going on like this, and I think that's a line that she also said. But we have a response from J.D. Vance, but before we get to that, I want to get to an older response from Lauren Boebert way back in 2018. She was driving 40 miles to protest against students who wanted school shootings to end. Sounds just right for Lauren Boebert.
She was protesting.
Yeah, she was she was protesting that. X-users reacted strongly to that resurfaced comment that she made back then, and that would be cut 37. Let's listen to what she said back then.
An organized march, the March for Our Lives, that's going to take place. And I'm really interested to see if people know what they're marching for. Mm-hmm. I guess this is supposed to be the beginning of people speaking out to take away our Second Amendment rights. And I'm not happy about it. If this is really a march for our lives, let's march against abortion. Because I was looking at statistics, and there are nearly 1 million abortions per year in America. 1 million. Do you know how many gun violent deaths there are? Gun-related deaths there are in America per year? 15,000. A drop in the bucket, I'd say.
Drop in the bucket.
So, what? I'm going to Carbondale, and I'm going to see what these people really believe. If they know that they are marching against their rights, they are marching saying, hey, I have a right I don't want. Take it away from me. Get rid of this.
Drama queen.
I want the people around me to not be able to protect themselves, to not be able to defend me.
Oh, man. I don't want to defend you, actually. Yeah, they're not taking away your rights. They're not taking away the Second Amendment. That would take an amendment to the Constitution to remove it. Right. That's not happening, but we do want some kind of control, and you can do that, just like speech. You can control it to a degree. And, of course, she is going over the top and saying silly things, but really, really outrageously suggesting that it's a drop in the bucket, 15,000. You know, it's not when it's your child.
Right.
It's somebody you have put your invested life into, and it's just no wonder people are reacting on X when it comes to that kind of comment, resurfacing again.
Well, and good for Kamala Harris for, coming right out, right after and saying, let's get back to military assault weapons being banned. Let's, because that worked.
Right.
It worked when that was in place. And then that expired, and guess what? Gun violent deaths went
up again.
Yes.
Yeah. And so we're not taking anything away. And of course, the Second Amendment said a well regulated militia. Right. And then relating to that, the people part of that well regulated militia have a right to bear arms.
Right.
That's what it's all about. Boy, did they change that. One of the shortest amendments ever. And they changed it and reinterpreted it in a way that no one can still believe.
I've been seeing a chart or graph posted on social media a lot by people in the wake of everything that happened down in Georgia. And it's a graph of guns per capita, so number of guns in your country by the number of people, compared with the number of mass shootings. And there's this cluster of countries down in the bottom third of the graph. And then there's the USA way up in the top right corner.
Right.
And then the caption to this graph is, it's the guns that are that's the problem.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's it.
Now let's get to something that J.D. Vance said. I don't have a cut on this, but I'm going to read it. He said at a rally in Phoenix on the school shooting, he said, it's just a fact of life. So the U.S. needs to harden security at the schools. He doesn't see any reason to limit or check background checks or limit what kind of arms are out on our streets. This is a quote. If these psychos are going to go after our kids, we've got to be prepared for it. We don't have to like the reality that we live in, but it is the reality we live in. No, it doesn't.
Nothing can be done about it. That's it.
Isn't that unbelievable? He says, we've got to deal with it. And then this is another part of his comment. I don't like that this is a fact of life, but if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools. We've got to bolster security. So if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able to. Vance said he doesn't like the idea of his own kids going to a school with hardened security, but he says that's increasingly the reality that we live in. It's like they can't do anything about reality. It's just the way it is, you know,
right.
just arm everybody,
mm-hmm.
increase the security. And those are the worst reactions. And that's the reaction from the right wing,
mm-hmm.
in regards to any kind of life-saving checks on who owns firearms.
Right.
So. I think what this latest shooting demonstrates is really how much of a problem it is that the people who do these things have family and friends who don't think that the people in their lives will do something like this, mm-hmm. and they don't treat guns with the respect that they should, and they just kind of hand them out willy-nilly almost.
Yeah.
Because we just have a culture where people are so comfortable with them. I think more than adding security in schools like what J.D. Vance is suggesting here, we really just got to find a way to get people to treat them with more respect, these weapons. And for the ones that like people just shouldn't have, make sure that people don't have them.
Right. Yeah, there should be a restriction on especially high-velocity firearms.
Yes.
So we should have that at least in place.
Yeah.
And then this came out. The mayor of Waukesha on Wednesday condemned a campaign ad run by Republican independent groups that linked Tammy Baldwin with the killings of six people at the 2021 Christmas parade in Waukesha.
They're linking Tammy Baldwin to that.
The ad was paid for by One Nation, a super PAC aligned with Republican Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The mayor, Mayor Riley, used to be a Republican, but disavowed the party after January 6th, the insurrection at the Capitol. He said he is now an independent who supports Baldwin in the Senate race out there in Waukesha, the mayor of Waukesha. Mm. There you go. But anyway, can you believe an ad that ties Tammy Baldwin in with the killings of the six people where the guy drove through the crowd the Christmas Day parade?
That was awful. Yeah.
There is obviously no bottom to this. You know, my MAGA friend in Milwaukee keeps saying, oh, you guys are evil. The liberals are evil because there's no bottom to what you'll do. It's like, I think that's projection. That's how I would describe
it. There's a lot of people that hate this ad. I've gotten it when watching TV myself, actually. But I saw a post on Reddit. There's apparently a subreddit for Wisconsin, the entire state. Somebody posted about this ad who lived in Waukesha and who previously in their life had voted Republican for basically everything. And this is what put them over the line, saying that they weren't going to vote for Hovde because he ran this ad.
Wow.
Yeah. And we're getting a few texts here. One of them is a little too long to get into here, but another one, yes. We did mention that in that case that just happened, the dad has been charged,
right,
as well as the son.
Yep.
That
pretty close to the same
shootings.
Charges. Yeah.
Yeah.
Allowed him to have a weapon.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. All right. It is 7:18, and coming up next, we're going to talk with Brittany Merlot. Get a heads up on what the weather is looking like for the upcoming weekend, and also, finally, Trump admitted he lost the election.
He did. Yeah.
We got that. Coming up on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Ever heard of Joan Bollweg? She's your state senator, and she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state Senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Bollweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Ballweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion, banning birth control. Ballweg even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Ballweg thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Ballweg.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returns.
20 minutes.
This is going to be me.
This is going to be you?
The man who never returned after I enter the tunnels and never come back.
Oh, you're going to track down Tunnel Bob, right?
That's right.
Interview him? All right, we'll get to that in a moment.
He's got his own tunnel to investigate.
That's right, in a front yard. Yeah.
My God.
20 minutes past the hour and sunshine this morning.
Yeah.
Highs in the mid-60s today. Right now it's 57 degrees here. I was mistaken. Brittany Merlot is not with us today. See, I was off yesterday.
Yeah, she warned us.
She warned us? Yeah. You know,
she's going to investigate the dragonflies in Milwaukee.
Okay. Good
so
enough.
She needs a whole day off to look into that.
Well, I'll fill in for Brittany here
and
give you a little bit of an extended forecast for the weekend. I know.
I don't know how much you hate weather, but go ahead. Go ahead. This is going to be very tough for him to do.
Okay.
And I want everybody to know that he's doing this for you.
Well, I used to be a TV meteorologist, but then, you know,
you
I saw the light.
It, you hated it.
Did it for 20 years. Since, I couldn't stand doing it.
I got it, man. You know, and it's good money. Okay, man. Just do it. We know how much you hate it.
Okay. Well, if you'd stop talking, I would do it. Okay. Today's high, John, will be about 64 degrees, a mix of sun and clouds, and we might even see a shower along the way today. And then looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, beautiful. Mid-60s tomorrow, should be great for the Badger game. And Sunday, we're looking at highs in the mid-70s. And then we warm up next week into the low to mid-80s, Monday through Friday. And into the next weekend, looking really nice. Okay, 7:22.
Well, you know, we've got things on the radar,
right? We do.
We've got
under the radar.
Under the radar.
It's a radar detector.
Look, what is that?
Thanks for that warning.
I don't know. Can you identify that object?
I can identify it. It's a story we didn't get to last hour.
Oh, that's
and
okay.
It's still
what's on the
floating
radar?
Around under the radar.
Okay. Well, what is it?
J.D. Vance taking shots at women again. You know, it's he's got a real problem. He's got,
he's got a lot of problems.
He does. But, you know, he looks like, you know, with the eye makeup
the
on.
The eyeliner?
That he has on. Yeah.
Yeah, the eyeliner.
Looks like a raccoon. I was thinking on my way here to work this morning, I thought he kind of has that appearance of a raccoon with the beard.
Okay. Right? All right.
Kind of a pudgy raccoon. Okay. But anyway, he's taking shots at women, and he took a shot. CNN's Pamela Brown spoke with Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers, because he made a comment about her. He took a shot at her because she's, you know, the teachers union. Take a shot at that. That's a safe bet. So let's listen to what he had to say. Check it out.
What elite culture does, what these elite institutions do, is they take some very smart people in our society, they filter them into a very small place, and they basically tell them to
work. We're looking for the Weingarten clip?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you're throwing me off. You asked for 44 in the last hour, so that's what I pulled up.
Yeah. Okay.
Hang on. That's
194?
Here we go.
All right.
So many of the leaders of the left, and I hate to be so personal about this, but they're people without kids trying to brainwash the minds of our children. And that really disorients me, and it really disturbs me. Randy Weingarten, who's the head of the most powerful teachers union in the country, she doesn't have a single child. If she wants to brainwash and destroy the minds of children, she should have some of her own and leave ours the hell alone.
None of your business.
Wow. Well, you just heard her name there. My source tonight is Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers.
Let's talk to her.
Hi, Randy. You're shaking your head. What's your reaction?
I mean, look, I'm used to
right-wing taking shots at me. I mean, they don't like unions and they don't like public schools. They've, you know, told us that. And they've said, you know, Chris Rufo and others, that they're going to try to create great public school distrust. So I'm used to that. But this is what's so crude and gross about what he did here. We're at the start of the school year. Teachers and parents need right now to really connect with each other so that we can help kids engage. That's the number one thing that parents want of public schools for their kids. They want them to thrive. So when the guy who's running for vice president now takes on every teacher who doesn't, you know, who he thinks doesn't have kids, by the way, you know, I have kids by marriage, but every teacher he thinks doesn't have kids and takes on every modern family at the same time, takes on Catholic nuns, takes on new teachers who haven't gotten married yet. I mean, what is he doing? What is he thinking? But for me, what's worse about this is that it makes it harder for teachers and parents. It makes it harder for kids.
Those comments in 2021, but he had more to say about
them. He doubled down.
Them to not, yeah, exactly.
I didn't criticize Randy Weingarten for not having kids.
No.
I criticized her for wanting to brainwash mine.
Is that how you heard it, that he wasn't criticizing you for not having kids?
Well, first he criticized, I mean, maybe he didn't listen to his own tape from 2021. But the fact he doubled down on teachers today, and, you know, it's just pathetic. Like, he has no idea how I teach and what I taught.
Okay.
All right. Crazy stuff, isn't it?
726.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Mark. Mark, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Mark.
You're on with us. It's just a shame that I probably have brought this up before, but in 1974, I was a member of the Ultra Life Book Club, and they had the Firearms Encyclopedia, and actually it was a entry in there called on assault weapons, and it describes, you know, how they function and all that, but then it says, little application hunting and maybe good for military-style target, but it didn't really see a vast need for that to be for civilian use. I mean, other outside of that, military style of target. And it just shocks me that people don't think they can we can restrict at least magazine size in this, because there's words I can't say right now on the air because, you know, that
right.
The FCC has banned them, and those seven words that George Carlin did never killed anybody, but that restriction is still in place, and the Supreme Court would probably still uphold that restriction, but they don't see the need to do something that might, you know, protect human life. I mean, it is just I won't get into a little more.
It's mind-boggling. It doesn't make any sense. No one can figure it out.
That's right.
No one can. And we don't know why they can't make some kind of concession, you know, take some steps to save our kids in the schools, why they have to go through these drills. It's just outrageous. I think it's traumatizing. I don't think it's good mentally to have to do this and train our kids to be afraid to go to school.
Right.
There's something so wrong with that. You know, there should be a huge backlash in this country. And you're right, Mark. There isn't a backlash. No rules, no regulations.
Go ahead and have a massive buyback program of all the high-capacity magazines.
Yeah.
You know, that would be far less expensive than having to bury our children.
I had a capitalistic solution to it, and that is to create firearm clubs where you can save all of your high-velocity weapons at the club and visit them and hold them and shoot them, but they always stay at the club. And we can create clubs all over the country. See, I'm trying to create
trying
jobs.
To think outside of the box there, yeah.
So,
there you go.
All right.
Mark, thank you for your
Thanks,
call.
Guys.
We got to move on. It is 7:29. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east or west sides or online at verlo.com. Coming up next, Rocker is in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And some local music as well.
Yeah. On the John and Gordy Show, WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
So now that the kids are back in school, you might be wondering what they're eating when they're away. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. Well, the school lunch program is definitely trying to do what they can to not only feed your children healthy food, but also locally produced food. Jen Kapanis is the food services director for the North Crawford School District, and she says trying to use local, though, can get a little tricky.
It's a little bit tricky with produce. Like, I've used this example in the media before with Brussels sprouts. Our kids like roasted Brussels sprouts. If we buy them locally, then they're whole and unprocessed. So we need to be able to process those, clean them up, cut them in half, which is a lot of time. So with that, sometimes we choose not to buy locally because we can buy, you know, from our prime vendor, and we can buy stuff ready to go. So we really have to look at time management for us when we're sourcing produce locally to see what's going to be the best fit for our kitchen.
That's Jen Kapanis. She is the director of food services for the North Crawford School District. She said parents have to understand every school district is equipped just a little differently when it comes to the amount of equipment that they've got available for processing of food or even scratch cooking.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production,
so they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat and dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
And the National FFA Convention is just around the corner, back October 23rd through the 26th in Indianapolis, Indiana. 17 outstanding individuals have been recognized with the National FFA's VIP citation, and that includes two from Wisconsin, Michelle Stutton from Middleton and Mark Zeiden from Platteville are Wisconsin's two recipients for this year's VIP citations. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. There's your quick update on what's happening in food news for a Friday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny, back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc.'s Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I need good music.
Yes, indeed. WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM on a beautiful, gorgeous morning on State Street.
Yes.
Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, a block away from the dome. And no legislators to worry about walking down the street, you know. Getting nope. in the way of our power sprayers. They're cleaning the waste baskets down on State Street.
They do a meticulous job of cleaning every day.
You can eat off the sidewalk.
Yes, and many people
town.
Do.
That is how fantastic this city is.
It is 7:35. We welcome Rocker into the studio this morning.
What's happening, guys?
Good morning,
you
man.
You are happening,
You
man.
Are the happening thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a great day. You know, today starts... The Green Bay Packers.
Yeah,
the season starts
season
tonight.
Right.
Tonight.
We're gonna talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
But let's talk about Max Inc. Radio this weekend, 6 p.m. to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be talking with Elliot from Naughty Dog Sauce. I met this guy.
What?
I met Elliot at the Northside Farmers Market and tasted his sauce. He makes this great hot sauce. And I was like, oh, my. Let's get you on the air so we can talk about hot sauce and sample it and, you know, see if we can make ourselves cry with some of the heat he's got. No, they're really tasty. He had a couple of hot ones, but it was really good.
That
Northside Farmers Market, it's happening up there. I don't know if you've been there yet.
I've not.
It's in the Willie Street Co-op parking lot.
Okay.
And it's getting quite good. Lots of
check
vendors.
It out.
Wow, there's a tip.
Okay.
Let's check that out.
All right.
Mary from Noah's Ark Pet Center. We'll be talking to Mary about, you know, they have this great cat room, right? You go in there and, you know, if you're depressed, you go sit in with all these kittens. It's like kitten therapy. We're going to talk to her about that.
I'm allergic to cats.
Sounds
so
traumatizing to me.
I'm not going anywhere near that place.
Now, I love cats, but it sounds traumatic.
Oh, man. Somebody needs to start a puppy room.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. I can handle that.
I would do that. Yeah.
Shekinah King. She has a brand new album coming out. We're going to premiere some music right here on the John and Gordy Show in a few minutes.
Okay.
She has a CD release party coming up tomorrow at the at the Bricks over in Mount Horeb, Brick Cider. And live in the lair, the Wildwoods. The Wildwoods are from Lincoln, Nebraska. Pretty amazing band. We're going to hear from them in just a second. So that is Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. Also, Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Okay.
So Shekinah King. Shekinah King is a singer, songwriter, keyboardist. She's lead vocals for Madison-based blues band Alfa Romeo and lead vocals for the Wanakee Project Brave Band. We heard her new music and I thought, wow, let's play it this morning. September 7th at the Brick Cider in Mount Horeb. She's having an album release party, 8-song EP, Heart to Heart. They're going to have complimentary cupcakes. So make sure you get there, right?
Really?
And First Cider is a cool place.
I haven't been there yet.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This song is called Heart to Heart. It's the title track from her brand new album. First time ever played right here on the John and Gordy Show.
Wow.
Voice.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Shekinah King.
Yeah.
Yep. Really great. Brand new music right there.
First time.
You know, we're going to premiere it on Max Inc. Radio, but it's Saturday, so you guys get the advantage here because you're on Friday.
Thank you, man. That's appreciate it.
So that's great. We'll be playing her new music. Actually, we're going to be playing another song during her interview as well. So tune in to Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night.
And she's going to be at the Brick Cider in Mount Horeb.
That's right.
It's right down the street from the Grumpy Troll.
Yeah, 2 to 4 p.m.
there. Yeah, they do cider, okay. And the Grumpy Troll, of course, and a brewer's beer, so it's a great little block right there. I love it.
Mount Orb is pretty happening, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. They have that Wednesday Night Live series there during the week, a whole big concert series in the park. It's free. Very cool stuff
out
there.
I didn't know. I just went on my maps here, and it says that the Buck and Honey's has a restaurant right across the street from the Grumpy Troll and the cider.
What?
The Brick Cider.
they're growing. They're a great restaurant.
They are.
Good food.
Love them.
Mm-hmm. The Wildwoods. In the heart of Lincoln, Nebraska, the Wildwoods emerge as a folk Americana trio. You should like this, John. A musical tapestry woven by a husband and wife, Noah and Chloe, on guitar and violin, alongside a bassist, stand-up bassist, Andrew Vagalis. Their story is a symphony of exploration and connection, a journey that has taken them from the Midwest to international stages, carving out a unique place in folk landscape. They're coming to Wisconsin. So September 6th, they're at Big River Theater in Alma, Wisconsin. September 7th, they'll be playing at the Heckrod Wetland Reserve in Menasha. Then that's at 12:30. Then they're driving down here right to Madison to be live in the lair on Max 8 Radio in the studio. That's at 9 p.m. September 7th. And then you can actually go see them play live September 8th at the Burr Oak over on Winnebago.
Well, let's hope they don't get stuck in the Heckrod Wetland Reserve.
We're in quicksand.
Yeah, I know. There it is, quicksand.
Don't panic when you're in quicksand.
Right.
Thank you for that public service announcement.
The one advice I have for you today, don't panic if you get stuck in quicksand.
You can tell we're older guys, you know, where quicksand was the one thing we really wanted to avoid.
It would show up in different TV shows and movies.
All the time. Gilligan's Island was filled with
quicksand. They had a lot of quicksand. Okay.
Well,
moving on.
Let's hear some Wildwoods. This is the Wildwoods from Lincoln, Nebraska. This song is called West Virginia Rain.
West Virginia rain, misty mountains calling out my name. West Virginia rain, falling down to take away my pain. I see it in your eyes, you're all alone and terrified. Thought that leaving home would guide a little more into your life. Brother, in distress, I think it's time you take a rest. All the bitterness has settled in your mind. Yourself become so blind.
Wow, that is really, really good. Yeah.
The Wildwoods.
I love the Wildwoods.
Their vocals. Yeah, well, they just kind of shimmer.
You know how I ran into them?
No.
From the Farleys.
Really?
Jen and Mike Farley. Mike Farley is actually the band's publicist.
Okay.
So when we had them in the lair the other day, I was talking about and you're a publicist for this band and this band. And I found out about the Wildwoods and I saw they're coming. I said, can we get him on the show? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. And so we're getting him on the show.
Excellent.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is just fantastic. That is a great sound.
Yeah. And they're a national, international touring band. So it's really kind of a privilege to get him here in the studio before you can see him live, let's say, at the Burr Oak the next day.
But, do they write their own stuff? Is that original stuff?
Oh, yeah, of course.
They're incredible.
Good. That's great stuff. I love the vocals and just the fact that that stand-up bass sounds so...
Stand-up bass, violin, guitar.
What a great arrangement.
It's going to be fun, and it's going to be a challenge because all three of them sing. So not only do you have to mix all the instruments, but those harmonies have to be keyed in.
Yeah, perfect.
But I think we'll do a good
job. Well, I'll be listening. I hope you do a good job because if it's not a good...
I'll hear about it next week.
Down here?
You bet. On Friday, we're going to complain.
I'll be roasted on the John and Gordy show.
No.
This is a family show, though.
It is a family show.
Hey, Linda in the Zeros. We played them a couple times. I don't have a track today, but they're playing Saturday, September 7th at the Red Rooster on Seaforth Road. It's their end of the kind of summer touring that they've been doing. 10-piece band featuring Linda dancing and singing. So hit that one over at the Red Rooster on Saturday, September 7th. Wheelhouse. They are a musical force that embodies the spirit of bluegrass and country like nobody else. For over a decade, this four-piece ensemble has been weaving melodies that resonate with audiences far and wide. Frank Martin Bush, of course, he's the vocalist. Ken Adamany. He's in that band as well. A couple other guys. Awesome band. September 7th, they're playing the 22nd annual Thirsty Troll Brewfest in Tyrol Basin. That used to be in Mount Horeb, but they moved it over to Tyrol Basin. I guess they have chairlift rides.
They do. Yeah, that's a ski place. Yeah.
Right. I was like, chairlift rides. That's
why
pretty
not?
Interesting.
Yeah, September 7th.
Over the stage.
September 7th.
Okay. Yikes.
September 7th. And Driveway Thrift Dwellers, The Best Westerns, Whitney Man and the Strangers, and then Wheelhouse. So they have quite a lineup.
I like the Best Westerns.
with the Best Westerns.
Why not?
That's good.
All right. And Friday, September 20th, Wheelhouse will be 6 to 9 p.m. They'll be at the Capitol Brewery in the Beer Garden live. Probably one of the final shows of the year coming up.
Right by your house
there,
John.
Half a block away from me.
That's staggering distance.
Yes. Well, I like that.
The food truck is going to be Egg Nanana, if you go to that. So, Jimmy K, stay away from that because he doesn't do eggs. But Friday, September 20th, that's at the Capitol Brewery. This is Wheelhouse. And then Saturday, September 21st, they're going to be at Monroe Cheese Days.
These guys
get around.
Wow.
That's in Monroe, Wisconsin.
They're
so that'd be a lot of fun to go.
All right.
Let's listen to a little bit of Wheelhouse right now. Mm-hmm. This song is called Tonight.
Hey, tell me, baby, now, what was your name? Got a real good feeling that you're feeling the same tonight. Baby, tonight. Ain't nothing wrong with the way that we move. Looking at me and I was looking at you tonight. Baby, tonight. Keep on doing what you're doing and everything will turn out right.
Wow.
The moon has come up and the sun has gone down. What you do for fun and I want to stay.
That's nice. That's
good stuff, huh?
Wheelhouse.
All good stuff today.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Wheelhouse. Go check them out. All weekend, it looks like they're playing. They've got a lot of shows. Go check them out online. Madison Makers Music Market. I found interest in this.
What is this?
It's pretty interesting. Saturday, September 7th, 3 to 8 p.m., it's at the Working Draft Beer Company, which is over on East Wilson Street, right kind of behind Pike Park off East Wash.
Okay.
All right.
It's a single shop local, drink local, listen local. This is all local. So a single venue market will feature a selection of makers who use their skills to share their love of music.
Okay.
Now, I didn't see what entertainers were entertaining there, so it's I'm very curious. But they will have a lot of stuff for kids, face painting, mediums, kids crafting corner, and, of course, music. The food options, I was like, this looks very interesting. Sin City Smash Burgers. That's the food truck that'll be there. And they have a lot of vendors, guys. I don't know if you're looking at the list here. I gave you
a list,
but they also have, Celery Paws and prints, people doing art prints, Shade Tree Naturals, which is bath, body, scrubs, palms. Becca Farrow does art prints, so a lot of art there.
Mm-hmm.
Baked goods and confections, I'll have people there doing that stuff. So, just people here in Madison making music, making products, making crafts, and you can go check them out at the Working Craft Beer Company.
So that's tomorrow, 3 to 8 p.m.
That's right.
East Wilson. Okay. Very good. It is 7:49. You can stick around a couple of more minutes here, Rocker.
Sounds good.
We'll be back with Rocker along with John and Gordy on this Friday right after this. Hey.
All right.
Radio 92.7 WMDX. When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinaire on Air.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580, the John Negorti Family Show.
It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's going to be a nice day, maybe a little shower or two later, highs in the mid-60s. We've got somebody on the John Negorti line here who wants to chime in on something. We were talking about Mount Horeb.
Yeah, a lot of earlier. Restaurants out there, brew pubs, cider pubs.
Keith, go ahead with your comment. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. The point is, since you're talking about Mount Horeb, give a quick shout-out to Artemis Provisions on the main street there in Mount Horeb. They just opened recently. They've got a nice artisan butchery shop there. They've got a little retail space doing some fun stuff, cheeses, all local products. They do catering and so forth, nitrate trays, and they also have about a 35 to 40-seat little bistro area right next door attached. So they're doing some fun stuff. It's Kingsley Goburn and his wife, Melissa. Okay. Uh-huh. Kingsley played for the Badgers in the early 2000s. Come on out and support a local Badger.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great place to stop as well.
All right, Keith. Thank you.
That's a place to head out some weekend, I think.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
What was that called? Artemis?
Artemis Provisions?
Artemis Provisions.
Artemis Provisions and Cheese, it looks like. I just looked them up here right
now.
141 Valley View Road in Mount Horeb.
I wonder if they use styrofoam boats.
Can't beat meat and cheese. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Yeah, we have fun on the John and Gordy Show, right?
Always.
You know, once those mics go off, it's crazy. Crazy town.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe what we're talking about. Okay. Next up.
Oh, Maxic Radio. We are talking, that's going to be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. to midnight, but we're talking Dogtown Hollow. We just talked about them recently, but this is radio. We love being repetitive. Roots rock Americana from the Four Lakes. Sunday, September 8th, 3 to 5 p.m., Dogtown Hollow is going to be doing a Sunday matinee show at the Red Rooster. Then Thursday, October 24th, they are at the Up North Bar here in Madison. And Saturday, November 9th, right here, live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio. So we'll have Dogtown Hollow right in here. You can listen to the whole show and interview. They have a brand new album out, Rivers, Roads, and Bridges. Let's hear another song from them. This is called Skowhegan Bound. This is Dogtown Hollow.
Cool.
Age 22 from my gazetteer. About all he had to get out of here. Thumb in the air, he was headed my way. Like February winds on a main highway. Steel blue eyes just like the sky. Up and over Knox Ridge, we did ride. An army jacket with a Batman patch. I was a ride that he did catch. Oh, he's hitching the town. World spinning round. Still coming down.
Oh, yeah. like that.
Skowhegan Bound.
Skowhegan.
Put them on a map. That's what I said.
Where is Skowhegan?
Maine.
What? Maine?
Oh, it
yep.
is. Okay. Oh.
So they must be leaving Wisconsin, going to Skowhegan, Maine.
Ah, right. Got it.
So that's how it relates to Wisconsin.
Put it on
right?
a map.
Dogtown Hollow. That's
right.
the name of that song.
This Sunday, September 8th, 3 to 5 p.m., Sunday matinee show at the Red Rooster. So that's the next time that you can go see them.
All right. Good deal. Okay.
All right, guys, we are down to the end here, so let's talk Packers.
We have to talk Packers. You guys are dressed in Packer outfits.
That's right.
You didn't get the memo today, apparently. You forgot.
I didn't wear my onesie. My
So Packers and Eagles this weekend.
Yes, and that's going to be in São Paulo, Brazil.
That's actually tonight, right?
That's tonight. Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I was checking out because I'm like, well, how am I going to watch this tonight, right?
Well, don't forget, you can listen to it on Civic Media, too.
Well, okay. I don't know if you hear it on the streams, though, do you?
I think we do have the Packers on WRCO in Richland Center on the stream. That's a good question.
Yeah, the streams.
I think the engineers were debating this, whether we were allowed to play the games or not.
Okay.
And I think they came to the conclusion that they were going to, and if somebody complains about it, so be it.
Oh, okay.
That's it. So, who's going to complain about that in Wisconsin?
Don't complain.
Yeah, everybody in Chicago right now is like, what's the number?
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Well, the game's tonight.
You can stream it on Peacock. And in Wisconsin, though, that means that the game will air on NBC in Milwaukee and Green Bay TV markets. But in the rest of the state, you're going to need Peacock, which I found, I'm not happy with. But this is at the Corinthians Arena. The venue was actually used down in Brazil for the 2014 World Cup, 2016 Rio de Janeiro Olympics. But I think that every Packer season, we must remember what true Packers we are.
Okay.
Right? And what's really important.
How do we do that?
The Bears still suck.
Okay.
All right. Let's play.
Must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan throwing insults in our face. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game. Even if from time to time they've been a little lame. How could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck.
Everybody!
The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck.
And of course, we're playing the Eagles tonight, but it's important to remember what's really important. Now, one thing I saw was great. A couple of people, big people, are predicting the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. So this is that time of bold, bold statements, right?
Yeah.
Bold predictions. But that was Peter Schrager.
He's
big time.
Yeah.
He predicted it would be Packers defeating the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So if we could stop them from a third, they'd be the first team to three-peat if they do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And we'd really put,
Now you've made me nervous about the whole damn season. they're going to have to come through somehow, and I don't know how that's going to happen. I hope it does. I hope it does. Yeah.
I think that they have a pretty decent chance. They have the youngest offense, but it's so talented.
Yeah.
Good defense. I mean, why not?
I mean, we got to keep our fingers crossed for those receivers.
Yeah,
got to catch the ball.
It's going to be a great game tonight and great season.
Yeah.
That's right, guys.
Rocker, thank you.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Friday. Have a good weekend. And that's going to do it for John and Gordy this Friday.
Boy, short week, but still feels really long.
Well, rest up over the weekend.
I'm going
to
try.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Oh, hey now. All right. You're a good crowd. Be here all week. Have a great day. We'll talk to you Monday morning. So long.
Take care, everybody.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, be here next time when our old friend Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger, stops by with his annual picks, and our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers. Because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.